Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So first of all, y'all, today's episode is going to be about, you know, Thanksgiving with narcissistic people, but I want to give a shout out to my my sister-in-law Kate on loss. I mean, just prayers to Kate on the loss of her brother. Her brother passed away in Illinois last night, and it sucks. I just want to throw a special prayer for them. Prayers up, family members. But back to the episode now, y'all. It is like I said, that's tough, y'all. She lost her little brother right before Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving with narcissistic people is going to be is a tough time of the year, y'all. Holidays, but you know holidays in general are going to be tough. But I'm going to focus on Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving is tomorrow is Thanksgiving, y'all. And I've always not been a fan of Thanksgiving, y'all. Just since my youth. I mean, I used to like getting the family together for a little bit, but like too much is too much. You know what I mean? I tell this to y'all all the time. I tell this to people all the time that narcissists have limited emotional capacity. Like, we don't have, there's not a lot of emotional capacity available to us. I'm going to hold this right here, y'all. I'm being cheap right now. But this popping sound, I know they're going to hear my peas popping in the microphone. Like, pop, 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 pee, pee, pee. I can't hold it there. But Thanksgiving is a tough time because narcissists have limited emotional capacity, right? So Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the other holidays are about emotion, but we're focusing on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is super emotional time because so much food, so much cooking, so much additional stress added to narcissistic people, especially if you're having Thanksgiving at your house, or you have to travel for Thanksgiving, or you have to do anything for Thanksgiving. It gets worse at home sometimes, or it gets worse away from home, because at least at home, the narcissist has their safe zone. The home, wherever you live at, whatever the narcissistic person or toxic person, wherever they lay their head down at night, is home base. It's their home and things like that. You know what I mean? So here we go right here. You know, they feel safer at home than they do away from home. So if they at home Thanksgiving, it could still be bad. They can isolate themselves away from everybody. They can just be downstairs or upstairs or in the room or out in the garage or in the shop somewhere, just away from everybody. So everybody, they don't deal with many people because, like I said, the limited emotional capacity, there's too many emotions coming in. There's so much around us that is going on. It's stressful. And I'm not making any excuses for the narcissistic person in your life. I'm just letting you know that it is stressful to be there. I know the non-narcissistic people are stressed too, but narcissists, like, we don't have a lot of emotions to go around. So it's just like, add in my mom's coming, your dad's coming, the kids are coming, the grandkids are coming. Everybody's coming in. It's just, make me want my head want to explode just thinking about it. Then everybody got to talk about family, people being, to me, the wildest thing about Thanksgiving, people being fake. I hate fake people. So if everybody, the family gets together and there's people there who don't like each other, like, y'all sit inside each other. Y'all don't like each other. That's fake. I hate fake stuff. Be real. Keep it real. You know what I mean? So limited emotional capacity is a real thing around Thanksgiving. And if you have to travel, like, no, let's keep it at home real quick. So if you need help with anything, like if you are a woman dealing with a narcissistic man and you are cooking and trying to prep for Thanksgiving and y'all have kids, don't expect help with the kids. Don't expect help. You are on your own. You don't have to deal with the kids and cooking and cleaning and scheduling and sitting everybody and all this stuff by yourself because the narcissistic person probably, like I said, not going to be around you. You want to cook? You want to have Thanksgiving? You're going to do everything. You're going to handle everything. And they mean everything. Literally everything. You have to handle, like, literally every single tidbit, every single piece. Like, you got to handle it all. If you're going to have Thanksgiving here, you got to handle it all. And that works there. But, like, if you have to travel for Thanksgiving, you have to go anywhere else for Thanksgiving, and I've done this before, you might get the silent treatment on a road trip there. You might get some rage on the way there. The narcissist might just refuse to come, point blank period, and you have to go by yourself and explain to everybody why they're not there. And if you tell the truth, if you tell the truth that y'all got into an argument and y'all were raging and he raged out on you or she raged out on you and you end up going by yourself, you tell the truth, you're going to get more trouble when you get home. You go home and somebody else hears, when you go home and that narcissistic person is heard about what you told everybody else, you're going to have to hear that too. You're going to get that. Double whammy. Rage, silent treatment. Be careful, y'all. I'm just saying. But if they do go with you, they give you the silent treatment there, when you get there, watch out for dog whistling and inside triggers. So when you get there, get to your destination for Thanksgiving, watch if the narcissist is trying to trigger you quietly by dog whistle. Like, you know what dog whistles are, and inside triggers. It's like things that trigger you that only the narcissistic person or the toxic person that you're dealing with know about. Things like secret triggers, like silent triggers. Like, if I blow a dog whistle, only the dog will hear it. So if I blow this inside trigger dog whistle, only you will hear it. Like I said, the example I give all the time is like, if your dad walked out on you when you were younger, and that's the trigger for you. You hate hearing about it. Of course you should deal with it in therapy, but like, you hate hearing about it. The narcissist knows about it. You know, you wish you never told the narcissist how you felt about the situation with your dad abandoning you, but he always brings it up some way, shape, or form subtly. Like, who abandoned these biscuits on the table? Whoever abandoned these dinner rolls should be ashamed of themselves, right? If you abandon this turkey, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life, because that turkey is going to turn out messed up because you abandoned it in the oven by itself. They will say stuff like that to trigger you or keep calling you crazy or whatever it is. Can you stop bringing up abandon? I know what you're trying to do. Abandon. I'm not going to abandon saying the word abandon, and then you snap, you go crazy, you look crazy in front of everybody, in front of your friends or your family, or in front of the narcissistic person's friend or their family. You know what I mean? So it is a task being with a narcissist, y'all. And I know this time of year it gets tougher. It is going to be tougher because this is narc season. All the holidays back to back to back. Don't let your birthday be in this time. Damn, don't that be you get even worse. Because Valentine's Day is coming up. Your birthday is here. You know what I mean? So it goes Halloween, Thankssiving, Christmas, Christmas Eve. Those are two separate holidays, seem like. New Year's, and then Valentine's Day. Those are like all that back to back to back to back to back. Money, stress, emotions. Oh! Narc season is a real thing, y'all. Narc season is real. You have to deal with this. Like I said, if you're going to continue to be in this relationship, if you're going to have Thanksgiving with that narcissist this year, make sure to feed them lots of turkey, because turkey has that chemical in it called tryptophan that makes people tired. Make sure you feed them lots of turkey so they go get tired and go take a nap and you can enjoy Thanksgiving. And they might, but you know how it goes, though. They might eat so much turkey, fall asleep, take a nap, and get up mad as hell because you let them sleep too long. So sometimes it's a win-win. It's going to be a lose-lose situation, but at least you get some quiet time while they're napping so you can enjoy yourself and your family or your friends or your kids and stuff like that. But I just know Thanksgiving is a tough time to be around. Just like, be careful, be safe, protect yourself around this holiday season, because like, people are crazy. People will do whatever it takes to protect themselves and their reputations and their lives and all the other good stuff. But you are in a position of power. Don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. I promise you, because you are. I know you probably don't feel like you're in a position of power, but you actually are this holiday season, because you are prepped to deal with narcissists. You know how narcissists are going. Don't react. Don't get them your energy. Don't let them trigger you. You know what I mean? And prepare for it. This season, this holiday season, you got the gift of knowledge. You know that narcissists exist. You know that your person is probably a narcissist or has a lot of traits. You know their person is toxic, and you have to, if you don't leave them, you got to deal with them. So you know how to deal with them, at least. You can prepare. They're going to try to trigger you. They're going to try to rage out on you. They might give you the silent treatment and just throw their head up or their chin up or whatever they're going to do to you. You know it's coming. So be careful, be blessed, take care of yourself, and enjoy the holiday season as much as possible this year. I know it's tough. I know it's a lot to deal with, because I'm a lot to deal with around this time as well. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Narcissist Code. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Happy Thanksgiving. Feed them lots of turkey. And mental health is out. Peace. Y'all know if you listen to this on Apple Music, now I gotta get y'all a few extra seconds. I love y'all. I care about y'all so much. I love y'all. Give me that 5 stars, please. I'm love bombing you right now. Be blessed. Have a happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Peace.